Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. In the middle of a
dream. Susanna Hoffs.
Wow.
Mm. What are the other Bengals?
Thelma Hopkins.
Betty Grable was in there somewhere, I think.
Tim, purchasing my first home in the next couple of months, I contacted Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. They couldn't be nicer, more helpful. I'm glad I called them. It's a real text. That just came in from the 636.
It's the top. It's not surprising either, Tim.
Yeah, we've been telling people about this for years.
This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Gabe DeArmond was with us, presented by Bud Light in the 8 o'clock hour. Terry Ake on the Blues and Flames, the state of the Blues here early on in the season after their first big road trip. That is coming your way at 9:15. At any time, we're talking Blues hockey here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. GFI Digital and Bud Light are presenting that to our audience. Send in your emails because you're going to win 2 tickets to the Blues and Flames on Tuesday night for our email today. So this is a good prize, the Morning After at InsideSTL.com. Iggy, while we were having hot takes on aliens and wolfmen and the plowboy driving around in cornfields, I noticed that you were in there and it looked like you were conducting an interview.
Yeah, I had Jackie Bissett on this morning. Jackie Bissett.
That's what she goes by when you're really close friends, I guess.
Yeah, I just call her Jackie.
Did she say, hi, Iggy?
No, it was. I don't think anything is worthy of an audio postcard tomorrow.
Good for you. You don't just put anything in.
No, she was very straight-laced, talked about her new movie.
What's her new film?
It's called The Last Film Festival.
Wow.
It's with the late Dennis Hopper, Dennis Hopper's last movie.
Didn't he pass away a couple years ago?
Yeah, it took forever to get the movie out.
rather slow editor.
Must be great. Well, it's on video on demand and digital DVD. But I like the premise that they're aging actors. They did a movie together and it got turned down by like 799 film festivals. And they found some little city that said, we'll do a film festival for you. So, and hilarity ensued.
Nice.
But she wouldn't get into talking about see-through T-shirt and Bermuda.
No. Well, that was about 40 years ago.
You know,
she was quite a looker back in the day.
Getting hit on by Frank Sinatra and
chairman of the board, Doug.
Yeah, she didn't want to get into that. So I said, "Well, so much for this audio postcard. I'll just conduct the interview like a professional interviewer."
Find out how to do that?
Oh, I know how to do that, Kat. I just don't like to
because we don't know how to do it.
How do you get around to saying, "Boy, you sure look good in the wet T-shirt in the movie The Deep 40 years ago"?
Well, we have a connection there. She didn't even want to play ball there. I said, you know, we have something in common. She goes, what is that? I said, well, you filmed The Deep in Bermuda, and I lived in Bermuda.
What did you say right there? You set her up perfectly.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, I didn't have much to say about that.
But, supposedly she wasn't happy with... they took a picture of her with the see-through T-shirt on for the poster, and she didn't know that, and she was upset with that. And then she had done a film with a Dutch producer that she did a lot of nudity.
Norm Van Brocklin?
Yeah, I think that was it. And right after the wet T-shirt became famous in The Deep, he released the movie to the United States just because she was naked a lot and she wasn't happy with that either. I couldn't get into any of that. She didn't want to play ball, so.
What about this new film?
What about French fries?
I didn't think. If she didn't want to talk about the T-shirt, she would have got into French fries.
You were scared.
I mean,
be
she's
honest.
Not the kind of... She's a proper English actress that I... Normally, with some of these, I think I can play ball with. I get them to throw a free dotum at the end. I didn't think there was any way I could bring that question.
No, not with this gal. How old is she now?
72, Doug.
Is she?
Yeah, the same age as Hemsley.
You, Tim, the other day you said, aren't all steak fries the same? I think that was you that said that. Someone said that.
Right.
Yeah, I was blessed enough to go to Sportsman's Park yesterday, and I had the steak fries.
Did you really?
I'm telling you, that is some crazy yield.
Doug, that sportsman's pin is where you might need to be.
Yeah. What's your favorite French fry?
Those are the greatest steak fries in America.
Yield up
Thank
around
you,
90, 95%.
It was, I would say, 98.6.
One of those fries where you bite into it, you can the steam kind of comes out of the fry.
Golden on the outside, yield on the inside.
Mm. Yeah.
And you know what I did? I felt very plucky. Put some ketchup on them.
Did you really?
I made my own over the weekend. I had a nice ribeye. I said, I want some steak fries. So I just cut my own potatoes.
Look at
and
you, sir. You didn't. You.
Threw in the deep fryer. Made a pumpkin pie for you that you're not eating, Kat.
No, it looks great.
I made it in my clothes. I didn't have underwear on.
I'm still scarred from the picture. But let me ask you about this.
What were you wearing when you made the pumpkin pie?
I had jeans and a shirt on.
Wow.
The fryer at home, like I think my tip of the cap to people that do their frying at home, like make, but that is a mess, right? Isn't it?
No, I don't use the deep fryer per se. I just put a bunch of lard, little Crisco lard.
Sounds healthy.
In a pot, and then I just fry them in the pot.
Nice. Just lard.
All you're doing when you're done is you dump the lard into the garbage disposal and then wash out the pot.
And they come out.
Oh, crispy on the outside and tender on the inside,
buddy.
Wow.
Wow. Boy, Doug, it's like erotica, isn't it?
Right. You see, I don't know why the pie, I have this weird thing where because of the reflection in the spoon, I imagine you've prepared it in, you know, like Buffalo Bill in that movie.
Would that make a difference to you?
Yeah, it might. But I think if you brought in, hey, I whipped up some steak fries, I think it'd be a whole different ballgame for
you?
Me.
Yeah. So you're picturing me tucked and whipping the pumpkin pie.
Yes.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, I'll tell you something. I was walking out of here on Friday morning after Wildwood Pub and Grill had dropped off Wingy Wingy for us, and I noticed that somebody had, of course, enjoyed some wings and just left bones.
I saw that, too. Yeah, a couple platefuls.
Yeah, sitting on the table. And I'm telling you, and I don't know if somebody did this as a joke, and I don't know if that would be worse or if it would be better, but so help me. There was a shrub as thick as thieves sitting right there on a napkin, right next to the bone. No. I mean, it was a dense pubic hair, sir.
And actually, I don't know if this was the same said pube. However, there
is
was...
Is this said pube or suck?
How would a pube get there?
No,
it's
we
off
were...
somebody's head.
It was out there. I think Tim was still in the office. I forgot where Tim was located at the time. It was right after the show.
You usually always know where I am.
Yeah, usually I keep close tabs on my boy Tim. But we were out right after the show,
and there was
a pube laying in one of the salpins.
Oh, my God. Somebody was shedding like the dickens.
And
it's somebody's hair off
and
their
head. And it could be pretty disgusting if that is that said pube. Somebody took it with their fingers out of the dipping sauce and left the dipping sauce there.
Or it could have just been blowing around like the feather at the end of Forrest Gump.
That could be, too.
Maybe it was evidence transfer. Maybe it jumped on like some sort of cargo train. It snuck into the...
But at some point, you're so hungry and the food looks so good, you'll ignore a rogue pube, won't you?
I mean, that thing was sitting right there on the corner of the conference room table. I'm like, how in the hell did that get there? And I don't know if it's worse if somebody reached down and plucked...
No!
Oh, God.
It just fell off their head. That's all.
Or if it just fell there.
And I'm going to guess...
And nobody noticed it and just ate away and they were whistling Dixie on their wingy.
And I'm going to guess, this is just a wild guess, that when Plowsy got back in here at 10 with Cucky to do the show, that stuff was still out on the table.
Actually, me and Cucky cleaned it and fired Friday around 10:45, give or take, p.m.
Doug, they do the show The Changing Station.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, things are falling off our bodies all the time. A lot of the dust and everything that you see.
A
lot of that skin cells that are falling off.
What else? I mean, aside from microscopic skin cells, what falls off you? Have you ever had like an ear just plop off in a sangria bowl?
No, but a fella did back in grade school. He had
his whole ear.
Fake ear.
Now, Doug, there's a huge difference between just shedding a hair or two. Now, you know what a pube looks like. They're curly.
Put that off.
And so this was not just a hair that fell off your head. This was, like Tim said, a rogue pube.
I don't believe it.
That was a shrub, bro.
And if that was intentional, that's grounds for just shutting down this whole operation. If someone did that out there, someone said,
there's,
you know what?
There's only a handful of potential people at this point. You know, the business offices are in the city, and this is just the on-air talent out here. So there's the six
stars.
Of us on this show, stars.
Yeah, we're
there's
like
Frank
in Hollywood,
Hoffman.
And they're in New York.
Yes, that's exactly right. Thank you. I've used that analogy, actually.
Okay.
You have Gainsey and Hannah Ray from the Inside STL News team. You have our engineer and our director of operations, and that's it. So it's easy to line up the suspects.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got a shrub problem.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
All right, just do the simple math, all right? You have a mystery you'd like solved.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
What do you have? You have a Cracker Jack investigative team.
Oh, wow.
why not put the Inside STL news team on it? Let them start interviewing potential suspects.
Didn't Clarence Thomas have a whole problem when there was a pubic
hair
and a
diet coke
can? I might want to steer clear of this based on the massage situation we've had over the last
couple months. They could find the culprit, and I will sell the whole thing to the Learning Channel. Where they did a 4-hour D.B. Cooper special and had no conclusions at the end.
Doug, when Tommy went wingy, Tommy went wingy. That's from Shrubs or No Shrubs.
He does, I know.
Just go around and ask. I'm smooth as a porpoise, so I'm out.
Oh, Jesus.
To be honest, I think it might have been.
Made me laugh, Iggy.
I think it might have been mine. Well, not.
No!
It was a solid black.
Every time you see a hair, it's not a pube.
No, this
it's
is definitely
off our heads.
It's a pube.
Take a look at the heads of hair in this room.
Would you like to confess to the Kennedy assassination now?
I'm not confessing anything. It did.
You just said it might have been mine.
I said mine.
Unless someone unbeknownst to you snatched one away, you just confessed.
Why is your pubic hair falling out on the chicken wings, bro?
Well, it might have been. Most of the time, my pit hair.
You didn't pick pit hair, did you?
No, I don't know. Maybe it like jingled out of my water.
Jingled.
I'm not for sure. Like I said, I don't even know if it's 100% mine. However, the color. Did match
this guy's
what I
good.
Rock. So.
This guy is a star.
Well, you could check that thing out with DNA, you know, if we still have the hair proper.
Where did you and Cucky put it?
I don't know if the DNA test is in the expense account. Tim, if you want to call a lab, maybe in St. Louis, maybe call SLU.
The I-team has resources.
Okay, yeah,
They have connections, with the FBI?
They could at least get a microscope, look at it under the microscope and see what they see.
Yeah, I'm sure Hannah would feel comfortable going around asking people if that's their pube.
Doug, Terry Yake's been on hold for this discussion.
Oh, gee, no. Please, no.
It's time to talk Blues hockey with Terry Yake. Good morning, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Sorry.
I can hear all you guys. Sorry.
You
need a Razor sponsor, I think.
Doug, Harry's can take care of the shrub problem.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you had to hear all that.
Terry Yake, the former Blues center and current alumni director. It's always good to have him on the program discussing Blues hockey, even if this is the final time he will ever appear on the program to discuss.
Probably so.
Blues hockey. Good to go 1-1-1 on that trip, or did you feel like they left some points out on the ice? I would imagine they probably should have gotten 2 in Vancouver and 2 in Calgary.
Yeah, for certain. I mean, Vancouver was a bit of a let down there. Well, I wouldn't say a letdown, but it was disappointing that they didn't get both points, both in overtime, and the fact that they couldn't close it out with a couple minutes left. But, you know, one of the problems that has plagued the Blues for years, but yet only briefly this season, has been offense. And in the first two games, when you only score one goal, it's going to be difficult to win a lot of hockey games. So you got to score more than one goal, and that's part of winning hockey. And the first two games they didn't, so they probably got exactly what they deserved, and a good comeback in Calgary to salvage the road trip and at least go .500.
Yeah, 4-1-1 after 6, that's a pretty good start. Do you read anything into that, or is it just too small a sample size to know what you got?
No, what I do read into it is the fact that they have been playing good offense, and this is this is definitely a new-look hockey club. They lost some of their physical presence with Backes and Brouwer departing. The goaltending has been pretty good, although Jake could have been probably a little better in Calgary, but they got away with that one with scoring 5 goals plus the empty netter. What I do take into it is this team has changed its dynamic, whether it's Coach Hitchcock or Mike Yeo or a combination of both of them. They've changed their dynamic and they're a little more offensive, and I think it's a lot of fun to watch. It's great for the fans. They're creating more offense. They're turning more pucks over. Heck, in Calgary, they threw 40-some shots at the net and had a ton of opportunities and quality ones too. And I think this is it's just going to be a lot of fun to see if this new speed type dynamic that the Blues offense is trying to create, along with the great defense that they have and the great discipline they have under Coach Hitchcock, can continue that trend all season long and win more than their share of games.
Even when he's not involved in the scoring, Fabry has impressed me. He, as good as he was last year, which was sort of his coming out party, he's been tremendous.
Well, he has got absolutely tremendous quickness, and when he's on pucks like he is, or like he has been recently at least, and he is forechecking, there have been plays that look like there was nothing there, there was no chance to get to a defenseman, there was no chance to get to a player, and he keeps moving his feet, forces the player to give the puck away a little bit early, and that's caused a turnover where the second guy can read it, and the next thing you know, they've created an offensive opportunity in the offensive zone out of it. Just tremendous, and of course, his puck skills speak for themselves. I mean, we all know and we've seen him with the puck. He can do some amazing things. He can really stick handle, and he's got the breakaway speed, and of course he's got the knack around the net, and he also plays very well with Paul Stastny. Two of them are very intellectual and have a great eye for the game, so it's been a great combination, and I don't think there'll be any sophomore jinx for him at all this year.
Perron had the hat trick against Calgary. You think he might be primed to have a big season, or do we know what we're going to get from David Perron? He's been in the league for so long.
I'll be the first to admit that I wasn't a huge fan of bringing David Perron back based on just the type of player he was 4 years ago when the Blues let him go. But he has absolutely changed my mind 100% in the first six games. And if he can continue to play the way he's playing, I'll be the first one to admit that he has been an absolute gem of a pickup, because he is playing the game the way it's meant to be played. He's not playing keep away in the corner and possessing the puck too long. He's moving it. He's had the opportunity to play with Vladdy Tarasenko, and I think he's realizing that Vladdy's the guy that needs to have the puck if I'm going to be successful. And he's foregone his puck possession game, playing keep away in the corner, and the fact that he needs to score goals, because if Vladdy has the puck, those points and offense will come. And it's worked out for him the first couple games, and then last game he gets rewarded where he's the guy getting all the opportunities, and he ends up scoring 3 goals on 6 or 7 shots on goal. Absolutely impressed the way he's playing offensively and defensively. Probably the biggest surprise and most pleasant surprise this season thus far.
The Blues get Calgary at home tomorrow night. Calgary's playing at Chicago tonight. We're told that, at least there's speculation, Elliott will start for Calgary in St. Louis. He's gotten off to a rough start, obviously. What do you see from him?
You know what? I think you could put a shooter-tutor in there that covers the entire net in Calgary, and they'd have a rough start. I mean, that team is just horrible defensively right now. You can't blame anybody. I mean, last game, Johnson was probably the star of the game, and he allowed 5. I mean, since when do you see that? But the Calgary Flames gave up some 20, had 20 giveaways in a single period against the Blues. They gave up 5 pucks in their own zone. That team is just a mess defensively. Now, they've got some offensive dynamics, and they can score, but if they don't get things fixed defensively and learn how to get the puck out of their zone, move the puck up the ice with some efficiency, no goaltender that ever played the game could come in there and help that. So Brian Elliott, yes, he's had a rough start, but I don't know if you can throw the blame on him right now. I'm going to defend him right now, because I watched that game the other night against St. Louis, and Calgary is just horrendous defensively. So not his fault. Let's see, if they get things fixed, then Brian Elliott will probably be back to stopping the shots that he's normally stopping. It's a big change when you go from a team that was as structured defensively as the St. Louis Blues were to a team that's such a mess right now like Calgary is.
Obviously a great start for the Blues. Do you see anything that you think might be a concern as the season progresses?
Nothing. Right now I see nothing. Everything is wonderful because they're scoring goals. For the most part, they're creating offense, which is great. They've got the great defense. The goaltending seems to be good. We've only seen Carter Hutton once, but he was outstanding in the game that he played. Yeah, he allowed a little bit of a weak goal, but then he came back in the third period and stopped 15 shots. I mean, heck, the Blues didn't even get a shot on goal. I think it's only the third time in the history that the Blues have not got a shot on goal in a period. And they didn't need one because they had the lead and Carter Hutton shut it down. So goaltending seems to be just fine. The defense is obviously great and the offense is clicking. The specialty teams have been good. So right now, the only thing that would concern me is unforeseen injuries. And those are going to happen. And can our depth step up and do the job when they do?
Terry Yake with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After Blues and Flames tomorrow night at Scott Trade Center, the former Blues Center, current alumni director with us on Blues Hockey here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Terry, appreciate the time, sir. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great afternoon.
See you,
thank
Terry.
You much. Terry Yake with us on the Ryan Kelly.
Rough start for us, after. Though.
Yeah. Yeah, the shrub thing.
Yeah. It's not really.
Going to get right back to it.
Gaines is in here. He's part of the Inside STL news team, and we are live. What is the angle today for the Inside STL news team? Doug, they call him Gainesy.
Coming up on sweeps month, so I assume that you guys have got some nice stories in the can ready to go.
I think we're going to do an investigative piece on the suspension logule and its impact on vileness into the show.
Oh, a study has been conducted.
Really? Yes, I have a sunshine request in for the records of the logule.
I've got them right here. Nothing to hide. Nothing to hide at all.
So, Doug, you will turn over the suspension
absolutely.
Logule to the Inside STL
sure,
news
I've got
team?
Nothing to hide, yeah.
Now, it seems like a crazy, crazy conspiracy, but there are some that believe Doug sort of opens the door pretending to be a rube and then invites vileness while pretending to be anti-vile. Are you going to tackle that issue?
Yeah, we're gonna dive into that. And he seems to make sure the point of the logule is to
discipline.
Discipline
is the thing.
But yeah. Are we sure that it's actually making people text in less vile things?
Oh, I think so. I could show an entry just Friday. I said, look, nobody suspended. Wonderful day indeed.
It's like a war. It's like the war on drugs. It's like the more harsher penalties you implement, the worse the situation gets. Isn't that the situation with Doug's suspension?
I don't think it's been that way at all. No.
And there are those that might just be voices out in the wilderness that don't believe it's really Doug fighting vileness, because they would say, and these crazy people out in the hills somewhere say, it could be vileness directed at Tim or myself. And it doesn't warrant a suspension.
I have noticed that.
So it's not just the crazy hill people.
You guys don't get it like I do. These hill people don't know what they're talking about. You're not subject to the violence that I am.
Gaines, what'd you do this weekend?
I went to a comedy show at Blueberry Hill with one Chris Denman.
Timmy Convey.
Tim Convey, Nikki Glaser, and the boys
that?
From the... It was great.
Was it? Really?
Hilarious.
Nikki, down in the duck room, Doug.
Yes, it was. It was great. Great time. Really funny. Nikki Glaser's super hilarious.
Kirkwood High product, Doug.
Yes.
Is she? Pioneer proud.
So nice. It was really, really nice St. Louis feel to the show, which was kind of cool, I thought.
Why was that? There were some bigoted comments?
No, just them both being from St. Louis. And, Convey loves to throw in the Cardinal humor and things like that.
Nice.
He was in the duck room.
Did you see that Kevin Meaney passed away?
I did.
It's kind of like that really made me sad. Like, a lot of times there's. To be a successful comedian is like one in a million. It's like being a professional athlete. It's hard because there's so many funny people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you lose track of a comedian that you used to see or you saw a few times and you thought was great. And I saw that Kevin Meaney had passed. And I remember watching some of his stand-up and crying with laughter. He was the one that said, that's not right. Pretty great.
I don't think I even know who he is.
He was on The Tonight Show quite a bit back with Carson. I'm familiar with him, and I saw he had passed, but I hadn't seen much from him recently.
He said, look at you in your short pants. He would do his mother's voice. Get upstairs and put on the big pants.
Doug, put on your
the
big
Hendersons
pants.
The Hendersons are coming over. We're big pants people. He was great. He also did a song called I Don't Care. I recommend people Google it because he's
Doug,
really
Google
really,
Kevin Meaney.
He was really, really fun. Made me sad.
Plowflame, what are you doing? You texting with somebody right now?
Nope. Just perusing through Twitter, Facebook, and whatnot.
It's our board operator. What is it about me that I'm like the Barry Switzer of head coaches and have absolutely zero respect from the roster?
It's the way you recruited. You've got gypsies, cutthroats, tax cheats.
And if you go back to Thursday's I-Team report where he was talking about drops and said the most important thing is to listen to the show.
It's true.
Wow.
Wow.
The retention and the plow.
Producer on producer violent.
Yeah.
I'm just saying our young pups like myself, Iggy, we can multitask.
Okay.
Wow.
There you go. Good comeback, Ponzi.
Wow.
Why don't you see if you could find Kevin Meaney, I Don't Care, and maybe weave it in before we get to email the day, because I think it'd be a real treat.
Is there curse words, or?
I believe it's clean.
How about the fact that Gainsey here, Doug of the Inside STL News team, is like, he just turned 24. Is that right, Gaines?
Yeah.
Yeah. Find a microphone.
Yeah, it's
a
little
end like,
end
like
sound. 25 in December.
25 in December.
You went like this, yeah, guy.
I mean, we got young people around her.
Except
for 27.
Yeah, but Doug and I are old. Yeah, Iggy's we'll no spring chicken.
Way up there.
No, the fan page people let me know that.
What do you mean?
Well, when they posted, I think you or somebody posted the video of me and Plowsy.
Yeah,
talking.
The Inside STL News team.
Yeah, there were two reports that, oh my God, that's Iggy.
They didn't know what you
looked
like?
Unbelievable. And somebody else said, I thought he was like 35. He's old. Yeah, well, I'll try to be younger for the next one. Sorry.
People have never seen you before.
Oh, well, come on.
Well, that, it must have been somebody.
If you wanted to see me, it's not too hard.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Where are you appearing?
Are you at the Giggle
well,
Shack?
First of all, I'm on the fan page, and most of those people are friends, so all I got to do is go look at photos.
Yeah, friends with a feather.
It's not like I haven't posted pictures before. I'm not trying to hide anything. No, I'm not young.
All right, aside from this investigation, which is, I think, warranted, but what about the shrub investigation? Because it seemed like Tim didn't feel confident.
And I am not, for the record, just because I have a feeling this will be played in court, I am not, for the record, encouraging the Inside STL News team to cover the shrub story. And if we were to, Gaines, I would like you alone to cover the shrub story.
Now, I was outside, so I couldn't exactly hear you guys when the shrub
the
investigation. No, mm-hmm. no, just outside here at the station. I wasn't in my car.
You know what? Probably better that we not bring it up.
Okay.
That's actually a good thing.
Yeah. Doug, we have to be very careful because, you know, a shrub on a Coke can did Clarence Thomas. And,
oh, I know. I know.
Did you guys see the rogue shrub in the wing sauce?
That's what we were talking about. That's the shrub situation.
Totally. We were discussing that, and who would have done that?
Doing? Listen to Bernie Gaines?
No, I was here, so I couldn't hear you guys while I was here.
So it was a really long one?
It was, yeah. It was.
That was a shrub.
It came off somebody's head. No, it wasn't. It came off somebody's head.
I don't know, Doug.
Okay,
was a shrub.
So if you believe that and you're a journalist... And you could just take
right
the.
Back on telling
well, he heard about it. I was going to say, look, fate intervened. He didn't hear about it. But if you've already been startled by this, I believe Cracker Jack investigative team, minus the female member of
Thank
said
you.
Team,
okay, now I can get
could get to the bottom of it and find out who's responsible. Because, quite frankly, if that was done intentionally by one of the many, many stars at this radio station, that person needs to be handed their walking papers. Mm-hmm.
I will look into it.
I mean, it was just right there, and it was a big, thick, dense shrub, bro.
I want to see you in the trash
or something. Why did everyone see it?
That thing was huge. You couldn't have curled.
It couldn't have been that big.
You couldn't have curled a piece of hair with a curling iron. As
oh,
well
I think we're exaggerating.
It was like a spring. Like you could tell.
It was.
Like it had.
It was like a slinky, Doug.
You get some rubber gloves and a tweezer,
situation?
And you go through the garbage, and then you find that. Thing.
Yeah, and then DNA it for real.
And then you, what is that going to cost? $4,000 or $5,000? Tim will probably
well
get it
spent.
For $10,000.
Right.
And you get the forensics done, and then you subtly get DNA samples from everyone at the station. Oh, here's your monster drink, Jim. And then you just subtly put that away, get my DNA.
Maybe
and then you find out the guilty party.
And we could also.
Doug's DNA is on my lips.
What? We could do a charity event with this to where listeners put money down on who they think the shrub is. 50% goes to charity.
Wow,
50%
wow,
goes to the winners
wow.
of them voting.
Where is the chicken wing sauce? It's probably gone by now.
It's not necessarily.
No, probably not.
And
gone.
And then you know what else? You have to do some profiling too, like the FBI does with people's personalities to find who might be a can. Is there someone disgruntled at the station?
Yes.
Maybe do an interview.
I can
with
handle
the,
that for you. The answer.
I can't imagine that there would be.
Yeah. You could do an interview with the lights turned off, or you know, disguise the guy's voice, cryptic music in the background. Would all make a very nice.
I bet you if you took this case to an FBI profiler and they said just without knowing you know all the details, who would be this type of person to do it, and the description would be Joe Roderick. Just a guess.
He wasn't here. I don't think he was here.
He wasn't here. No.
Boy, I saw that thing and I wanted to vomit right when I saw it. It was like a gag reflex, which I didn't think I had based on recent weekends at the Forest
But now
Forest
you're
Park
telling
Rest
me, now as we dive into this a little more, you're telling me this thing could have been 2-3 inches in length and it had a spiral motion going
yes, sir.
To it.
He seems like you may have seen it.
I didn't see it.
Doug, do you still believe, are you still in the camp that this could have just accidentally fallen off somebody? With this information
yeah,
brought to bear by Tim McKernan.
I think if it's that long, I think it definitely fell off somebody's head.
It reminds me of like watching like the male bodybuilder competitions or like...
boy, seriously,
let me
dude.
Finish,
no,
let me fin-
no
let me,
seriously.
Let me finish to where you can...
The textures are going to go, why do you do it to yourself?
Yep. I mean, there's obviously one that obviously stands out and he usually wins. This is kind of similar to that shrub is... That was a shrub that you rarely, if ever, see.
Why would you equate this to guys in Speedos?
How does it get back to that for you, honestly?
It may not.
You just said it, so it does.
In my head, it sounded accurate, but now that it's out there,
you kind of wish you had it
not
back.
Not very good, yes.
Yeah, it's all right.
Kat, do you know Barry Scheck? Maybe get him on this.
Barry Scheck was the OJ DNA expert.
Yeah?
He kind of brought out DNA into the mainstream in that trial.
Can you reach out to him?
Yeah, I can probably get him for a very affordable
we
rate.
We don't even have the shrubbery any longer.
Oh, we have
Gainsey's going to get it.
I guarantee you the trash cans weren't emptied over the weekend.
I
they're back there
that
somewhere.
As well. God bless America. I would like to find out whose shrub it was. I actually really would.
Do shrubs float? Because if you
go, you know, the buoyancy.
I think it probably would.
Okay. Are you somehow going to tie it to a glistening Mark Spitz?
Well, no, I'm just saying once the sauce is in there, probably have, you know, turned and churned. I didn't want that to float to the bottom, and I didn't want to have to dig through any sauce. So I wanted to know if
you're
I
fine with
it.
Grabbing the pubic hair, but the sauce would be the thing that would.
Well, no,
out.
I'd probably need gloves or a napkin for sure.
Yeah, tweezers.
No, you need gloves, tweezers, and a snorkel, and you'll be fine.
I'd use my cellophane for my cigarettes as the holster to said pube, and then take it over to the DNA testing lab, and then we'll get our results in about a week or two.
Yeah, it always takes twice as long.
That could be damning. That could be damning.
And the person would indeed be laid off?
What a big story for
the
news
company.
Team.
Could be a convenient excuse. Yeah. Or at the same time, it could be something I've got to get around.
If the news team, which is still relatively new, could break this case wide open, what a feather in the cap for the news team.
Would put them right on the map, wouldn't it?
Of all people to encourage this, you.
Because I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. I bet the wing sauce is still here, and that means that shrub is nigh.
Now it seems like you're kind of giving the marching orders.
Because I would like to know whose it is, but I don't necessarily know if it needs to be covered by Gaines and Hannah Ray.
No, I said the male members of the I-team. Do you call them the I-team?
I call them the Inside STL News Team, INT.
I call them the I-team.
I'd like to see them driving around in that big Hummer that we've got out in the parking lot. I don't know why.
Rushing to stories?
Yeah, why we've missed out on that.
Does that thing still run?
I've never been in that whip.
I want it. Can I just take it home?
Well, I mean, contract negotiations are intense.
Wow. And you can already think of the great lines you could use in Gaines' stand-up outside of whatever facility the DNA testing lab is.
Here we go.
This story is getting a little hairy.
Oh, plowsy.
And then you go right into this. And
Western Illinois.
Obviously, a still shot of the pube floating in the hot sauce or the wing sauce, right. And then have voiceover, and then that's how your story will start.
Mm-hmm. Wow, he's already written this thing for you, Gaines.
Yeah. You did get a journalism degree there at Western, didn't you?
People have used that Hummer, Cat, so I'm sure you can borrow it.
Doug, speaking of shrubs, Basili Landscaping and Lawn Care Services will take care of your shrubs. They do both commercial and residential. Whether you want your entire property landscaped or you're looking to add that special design feature you've always wanted, the professionals at Basili can help. We are customers of Basili. They are a fully licensed and insured company, and all the work done by Basili Landscaping and Lawn Care is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Check out BasiliLandscaping.com to find out how you can get a free estimate. Our friends at Basili look forward to enhancing the value of your property. Basili Landscaping and Lawn Care, they take pride in the creation and maintenance of your outdoor living spaces. Basili Landscaping and Lawn Care. Think about it.
Okay. All right, show's over, Doug.
Well, no, I'm thinking about Basili right now.
Don't be Basili.
That's pretty good. That's a good ad lib. Mm-hmm. Can't teach that stuff. What do you guys have coming up on We Are Live, Gain Z?
We are at the Over Under Bar and Grill today.
Very nice.
So
I like the black and chicken
live
sandwich
remote.
There.
Very good food. Yeah. Very good food.
And that's waffle fries. Waffle fries.
Right there on Washington Ave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
911 Wash Ave.
Come on by. See Mr. Gaines, Ms. Yates. Mr. Denman, Mr. Terrell. The show's called We Are Live.
We'll be posted up there.
You don't just sit around. You post up.
So you guys are all cools on that show?
Oh, definitely. 100%.
Yeah. Wow.
They are.
Got one cool here.
Just one.
Numerous on that
I don't know if you
show.
Can be. Can you be cool at 40? I don't know if I can be anymore. I think I'm out.
You're the textbook cool, Tim. Doug and I are not.
We're just schleppers. Aging schleppers.
They're old, like Iggy.
Mm-hmm. Iggy got attacked in the fan pen. I don't like that.
I don't know if it was an attack. It's just that stuff doesn't bother me, but, you know, I'm shocked Iggy's old. I didn't expect him to look like that. Sorry, I mean.
They were fine with the massage. It was Iggy's appearance that caught him up.
What were they picturing? Lyle Wagner in his heyday?
Yeah. Mm,
Kirkland High School.
Like Brad Pitt? I mean, I'm no Adonis.
Well, you were when you were down at Hedo.
I was at a time, but, you know, age.
Who was that woman you posted on the fan page holding up a free Dotem sign?
That's just a friend of mine who lives in Indianapolis. And
why did she have a free Dotem bumper sticker in Jamaica?
I gave it to her to take down to Hedo.
Really? She have any idea what that's all about?
Well, I kind of explained it to her. She said, I don't care. I'll just hold it up for you.
How do you know this gal from Indy?
I know her from Hedo.
Oh.
Did you ever Roger her?
That was asked on the fan page, too.
Oh, nice.
I'm no, I didn't. After somebody called her a butterface, and I said, you know, that's not nice.
Dug that fan page. Yeah.
And they said, is there a friend of yours? Yes. And I guess they deleted it, but...
How'd she take to that? I hope
she's not on the fan page. I don't think she saw it.
I don't think a gal would like to be called a butterface.
Well, I don't think so either.
No. That's when scathing hot takes go awry, when people's feelings get hurt.
The cat, here you go.
For whatever reason, blocked from the fan page, and it really pissed me off.
She's a nice gal.
And seems so what's like she into?
That.
Hall of Famer Dave says he'd hit that.
Would he?
That's what he said.
And she's going. She's back at Hedo now, or was in the last couple of weeks?
No, I think she came back Saturday.
And when's the last time you've been there?
I haven't been there like 4 or 5 years.
I bet that kills you. I feel terribly for you, for real.
Yeah, it does, but if they want to be dicks about it and not give me what I used to do and all the people I've sent down there over the years and act like I haven't, then so be it.
Do you still know the people that are in power there at Hedo?
Yeah, but unfortunately, there's one guy who's not in power, but he makes decisions on who comes down and gets discounts.
Well, why don't we do a GoFundMe to send Iggy back to Hedo?
I don't know.
We can probably knock that out within an hour. How much do you need?
Probably. I've never paid
full
price.
Too large?
I've never played full price, so I have no clue what it costs for a room down there.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. You shared a room with the plumber from Cleveland, didn't you?
No, Kat said I did. I didn't.
But you shared the room with somebody.
No, I didn't. My friend did. I always go guaranteed single.
Did he know the guy he was sharing a room with?
No, he didn't.
Oh. How awkward is that?
And that was the plumber.
No, I asked him. I said, why would you do that? He goes, well, I save money if I just go as a share, and a lot of times you don't get a roommate. But you get the discount. I said, yeah, but you take that chance and you got the roommate. He goes, I know. He said, the guy was fat. He farted all night.
Oh, jeez. Lovely. You might as well stay at the mat room at the local YMCA. Yeah.
He would just come out every morning complaining, well, get the hell out of there. Spend the extra money. Get another room.
Now, would that be on the nude side or the prude side?
Now, these two are on the nude side. So there you go. You got two nude guys going in the room all day.
Oh.
Jesus. I couldn't do that.
Is that where you were? You were on the nude side?
Always on the nude side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he's known for.
And Doug, you thought the show couldn't get any more vile.
Yeah.
If you do end up going, I always
wanted like to go with
it.
I
think it'd be fun. I've never been to a nude. I think I'd be let loose, take off my clothes, and just hang out.
Gaines, can I send just you from the Inside STL News team down there? Would you go down to Hedonism, a young 24-year-old strapping lad?
I'd cover it for you.
Would you cover it for him?
I go where the stories are.
Now, as a reporter or as a participant?
I like that.
Both.
Would you?
I feel like that would be the best story.
Oh, you can't have cameras. I bet it's hard to...
Oh, you can't have cameras, Iggy?
It's probably hard to stop that now.
They changed it a little while ago because we were big on... Our group was like 30 people. Wow. And we took nothing but pictures. And if
we've seen the one hot tub picture.
Yeah, we used to be able to. And now they kind of forbid you from bringing your phone, camera, or anything down or taking pictures because...
You can't have your phone there?
Well, you can, but... They won't let you take pictures. Which
how do they know?
I don't know. I mean, people still do, but you know, they're afraid that somebody will be in the background that doesn't want their picture taken, and then you post them somewhere and they're seen. And a lot of these
people. But on the other hand, it's someone's vacation.
But they don't. These people will actually go over to Sandals, which is next door, take some pictures from around the Sandals resort to send home to family. We're really enjoying Sandals because they don't want people to know they're at Hedo.
Wow. Right.
They're lying about the trip.
Yeah.
How far is Sandals?
Right next door. You can walk out the fence and walk down to their beach.
Is that where all you wear is sandals?
Here. It's as bad as the
it's
meat
dress. It's a good place to end
you.
The show, isn't it?
I guess that's why they call it Sandals.
I would think so, yeah.
I guess, you'll have to ask them. I don't own it.
Tim, there would be so much content at Hedonism with the Plowboy and with Iggy. That's from Big Hoss. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
But that would be great. But I don't know what the camera situation. And then Gaines, you'd be all over it, covering it. Be wonderful.
You'd have to get permission or something.
Well, if you were doing a documentary, which we could say you are,
they'll buy that.
They let cameras come down for that, and then the guests get pissed off because, they're invading our space. Yeah. Get them away from us.
I could see where you wouldn't really want a bunch of cameras around you.
Yeah. Plow but Hawk, would you participate in the activities there?
Oh, I'm down for whatever, man. I'm just straight going to let loose. Haven't had a vacation in a while, so once those undies come off, man. It's fair game. And
easy plows.
And I have a question, however, like as far as manscaping, landscaping, do they even care? Like, do I have to actually prepare my nips and other regions?
How much preparation is involved?
There aren't many 70s nudist bushes down there, but you can come as you are. Okay.
And Doug, to answer your question, that rogue shrub that was in that hot sauce, I got about 150,000 of those, so that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, that's a dense bush, bro.
It's dense.
Dude, you need to shave.
Hey, you're as smooth as a porpoise, you said?
Yeah, why would you want hair if you don't have to have it?
Yeah, but like a gentleman being as smooth as a porpoise, like smooth? Yes. Like smooth? Wow. All right. Hey, man.
Shave under my arms?
What about Producer Joe's landing strip, though?
Isn't
that a little odd?
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that. If you're going to shave, you're going to shave. Why are you carving into your pubic region?
I have a feeling that this is going to be so vile that it's going to make me not want to eat lunch later on today.
I'm not hungry. No.
Doug, how about Perron hat trick, huh?
Yeah. Boy, he hadn't had a point all year.
Huh?
He sure lit it up that night.
Chimes in regarding an appearance at Hedo as soon as Iggy mentions the possibility of having a roommate. Nice. That's from Cool K.
Well, you and I would get our own room.
Okay, that's fine, Ig.
For the documentary.
You can eat peanut butter sandwiches on your own bed with your 1,000 pubes.
I bet as a young buck, you'd be very popular down there.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
Plow flame.
Sounds good to me.
There would be a lot of threesomes with you, I think.
Wow. I don't know what that... Is that the MFF or the MMF? Or...
It would be the MMF type. Okay,
or MMM.
Not a huge,
probably.
Not a huge fan of that.
But... No.
Gainsey's fearless, though. He's like, story, I'm there.
Yeah.
No fear
he's
in this.
He's a journalistic
guy. I admire him.
You think you would be afraid, but you're not. We did a show down there, and I think 04?
Doug, was it 04?
I don't remember. I don't have any idea.
Well, Swope would know. but it was me and Stully and Frank Ladd went down, and then I had a friend of mine who had the number one morning show in England.
England? And you knew him?
Yeah. Well, they
in the entire country.
In all of England, he had the number one morning show.
David Frost.
No, I won't get his last name, but Kevin. And I told Kevin, I said, if you'll come down and sit in with us for the show for a week, I can get you and Vicky a free room. And he did. He came down, and it was a fun show. But you don't expect, you think you're going to be, if you've never been down there, which I have been, so it doesn't bother me. But it's like Ladd and Stully just off with the clothes. Hey, guys, down
so,
the pool.
So they were
cared.
Walking around naked as
yeah.
day they were born.
Yep.
Doug, how hot is that?
It's not. It just isn't.
See, I'm not trying to say that I'm a vision of loveliness without my clothes on. My point is that I might be horrified by other people who feel like they are, when in reality they might not be. That would be a horrific sight to see.
Now, what about the complimentary breakfast? Do you?
He said they have great bacon there.
Do you dress for the occasion, as in like put actual clothing on?
Yes,
or are there
this
people?
This isn't a nudist resort. You can go naked on the nude side, but every other place you have to have clothes on.
You know, you talk about a rogue shrub situation, there would be ridiculous.
Yeah, holy moly.
I just have a
feeling. You need your own like guy to clean those up.
No, I like dressing up for dinner. I don't go down there looking like a bum with a G-string and a tank top on. I wear a nice polo and shorts and...
I have a feeling the whole... It doesn't really look like the grotto scene at the Playboy Mansion.
It's a very nice resort. The vegetation is gorgeous.
Yeah, but that's not what he was... You were talking around it right there. Yeah. I picked
There's
up
not
a read.
Be 20-something
He
Playboy
was talking
playmates.
About the people, and you said nice vegetation.
Well, I thought he was talking about the grounds itself.
No,
continue this conversation off air. I have to tell the audience about DraftKings because, well, that's where we played yesterday. 300 listeners played. In our TMA DraftKings League yesterday, only one of my five teams cashed. Attention, Fantasy Football League commissioners. It's time to restore the position of commissioner to its former glory by giving the people what they want, a fresh start. With the new leagues feature at DraftKings.com, you can play one-week private contests with your friends whenever you want. No more breaking up fights over free agents or smoothing over petty grudges. No more listening to your league mates complain about their draft day bus. We're worrying about that your number one running back has become a part of a running back by committee. It's not too late to save the season for you and your friends at DraftKings. Don't wait. Hurry to DraftKings.com and save your season. Set up your league today. Your friends will thank you. Enter promo code QUARTERBACK. That is key. Enter the promo code QUARTERBACK and play for free with your first deposit. That's QUARTERBACK to play for free at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Wow. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It's time for the email today.
Okay.
Giving away Blues and Flames tickets for tomorrow. This is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Morning, fellas.
I decided to dig into this rogue shrub situation, and after sampling everyone's DNA, I've concluded that Doug's is the most delicious. You're welcome, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
I didn't like it. Hipster of Tower Grove South.
Morn, just curious if you sweaty matadors were able to get those moist digits on the latest issue of Changing Station Enthusiast. It has a wonderful review of the latest model from Qualicare, the KB200, which is their latest line of horizontal wall-mounted products. Developed with a unibody steel chassis?
Chassis? Mm-hmm.
This model supports up to 300 pounds and is added resistance to wear so you can prop up a hairless twink on this model.
Okay, that's enough. Who was it, Tim?
Jackhammer the corn loaf like the Dickens without worry or break of water?
Don't say jackhammer. Who was that?
Twink about it, Timmy Walters.
Timmy Walters has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name, even as we speak, is going into the handsome, leather-bound Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule.
Oh, he's mad, too. Yeah,
maybe you could hear the pen being slammed down.
Guys, Plops here. Tim, I read your manifesto on the fan page. I've thrown my headphones before, and it was really no big deal. I was sitting in the front row at a Cubs game. Oh, I guess it was in the fall of 2003. A chilly night, I remember, because I had on both my green turtleneck and my Renegades baseball sweatshirt. I'm sitting there with my headphones on because I'm one of those people, and a pop-up comes over toward my seat. Me and a few twinks stand up and try to catch the ball while shielding ourselves from the baseball that's literally falling out of the sky and coming straight for our faces. I bobble the darn thing, and the guy in the field starts throwing a fit worse than Doug's Adrian Peterson tantrum. I don't know what the hell happened. Next thing you know, these Hoosiers are throwing drinks and peanuts at me, and I'm getting walked out of Wrigley and told that I need to change my identity for my own safety. I threw those headphones to the ground so darn hard, Tim, because I was disgusted like the Dickens. So yada, yada, yada. I changed my identity to a large-breasted, long-haired gentleman with a disgraceful sexual appetite and a modestly vile Twitter account because, hey, you only get one chance at greatness. So hang in there, boo. Dust off those headphones and put them right back up on that hairless boy head. You know that I love you. Thanks, Misty Plops. Oh, that's a nice, that was like Herb Brooks right before.
Trying to talk you off the ledge.
Right before the...
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
In the name of the Timmy, the Kitty, and the Douglas Irwin Vaughn. Amen. Is it Irwin? I thought I was
Elvin. It's Elvin.
Please, dear Lord, deliver me from temptation. Keep me and my flock safe from the evildoers. I will no longer be tempted by the beefy thighs of the hot dads on the sidelines of my son's soccer game. No longer will I troll for unhappy husbands looking for a, quote, change of pace. No longer will I be tricked by the Levi's serpent.
Oh, you can't say that.
While my child plays goalie, no longer will my mind wander towards the sinful thoughts of having all the cute dads surround me whilst I sit nude like a pig on a spit.
No.
And I will no longer search for the prince of my peace. It's just not natural, fellas. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm buying Scottie Pippen's new Christmas CD at Starbucks. Praise be. Praise be. Amen. Doug, that's from Deacon Pete.
Deacon Pete.
Wow, guys, what a Monday this far. Thus far, Mike Lee announcing his fourth birthday celebration this year. The cat talking about sensational steak fries and popping a little catsup on said fries. Hearing about shrubs, thick as thieves, plastered in some soppins. Iggy making pies, not wearing undergarments, explaining his downstairs is smooth as a porpoise. Oh man, is this boy toy hungry after all this sexy food talk. So Doug, I was hoping I could cook you dinner later. Maybe a glazed tilapia, or perhaps jalapeno aioli chicken, or I could order pizza. And we can grease up, and I can prove to you wrestling's real. Maybe my stepdad can join and make it a triple threat backmasher. Think about it. Thanks, the Soulard Twink Boy who is pansexual.
Soulard Twink Boy who happens to be pansexual.
Morning, fellas. Good morning, fellas. This may not be the most popular of emails, but it's time to face facts. The plowboy may be the worst employee that has found work in the entire city of St. Louis. He routinely shows up for work under the influence of illegal narcotics, which is exponentially worse at live events. He misses the hole entirely when the host setup drops, interrupts the show with drops that are not even close to pertinent, and comes up with excuses for why certain drops can't be found timely. The fact is, you're slipping, plowboy, and you better clean it up before a late Friday afternoon email comes your way from our hero. In other news, have you guys ever noticed that Iggy looks like a combination of Tom Waits and Ron Perlman? It's pretty creepy. Well, Knuckles, bone dingle my berries.
No.
I don't like that. I'm not voting for anything that rips Plowsy.
Who was that? Knuckles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it didn't rip me, though, did it?
Knuckles. Knuckles.
Hey guys, earlier you were talking about how ridiculous it is for guys to cheat at a charity golf tournament. You also mentioned people who take trivia way too seriously. Well, there is nothing wrong with either of these things. You guys have no clue what you're talking about. Thanks, loaded up guy, or sound off letter guy, or guy who demands the firing of a host on Twitter because they were, quote, offended. Thanks, that comes from Corey G.
Mm-hmm.
Corey G.
G.
Finally. Fellas, I took my young daughter golfing with me over the weekend at Normandy. After getting some rental clubs, the man behind the counter said they had some gloves that might fit her and presented a bucket of slightly used children's gloves. To my surprise, every glove had Tim McKernan's signature on it. Curious, I asked the man about the gloves. He informed me that Tim likes to sign his glove after every round and give it to the cart boy as a tip. That day, I found out for myself that Tim is a hero. The glove was a perfect fit for my daughter, and she enjoyed her day with her dad. Speaking of dads, Doug, would you mind signing your glove for me? I'm talking about the glove you leave hanging on the rim of my trash can after
okay, that's enough.
And grunting.
Who
God,
was it,
great. Rory Pepperpaws.
Rory Pepperpaws has indeed been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name is now appearing in the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension log Yule.
Well, that's it, Doug. I mean, there's only one question left, and that's what you got.
I like the fellow by the name of Pete, Deacon Pete. It's good that we're appealing to the religious community now.
Yeah, pretty good. I'm going hipster at Tower Grove.
I liked Corey G. It wasn't necessarily the funniest, but I thought it was the best as far as calling out the fraudulence. And I guess we then go to the Speaker of the House, the Plow Flame.
I got the hipster as well, Kat.
Wow. Huh. Wow, the hipster
it was a good
Tower Grove South
it wasn't.
Is shipped to...
He got two tickets for that.
Two tickets.
Wasn't that good of an email?
It's pretty good.
And Flames, and for the record, the email was as follows. I decided to dig into this rogue shrub situation, and after sampling everyone's DNA, I've concluded Doug's is the most delicious. That's it.
Yeah, that wins two tickets. There's going to be somebody at the Blues game tomorrow night with great seats there because of this. Like $200 worth of tickets. What's wrong with this nation?
Don't forget, we're at Hot Shots on November 10th, and so will Bonnie Rotten. Wow, Doug, she will be there. Hot Shots, your home for Missouri football. Missouri. Mm-hmm. Each week, a different location serves the official watch party headquarters. Win tickets, tailgate passes, and Hot Shots gift cards. Hot Shots! That's where we'll be on November 10th for TMA Live. Doug, time for us to shut it down. Frank's up next. It's a real program. It's called the Hollywood Casino Press Box. And this is the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Guzman on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plow Flame, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and for Douglas Selvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.